Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning. It is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. Dr. Cecil Fayard, who is the pastor of the Central Baptist Church of Marion, Kentucky, will be preaching for us in both of our services today. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. And then at our 11 o'clock is our morning worship, and Brother Fayard will be bringing the message there. And then tonight at 4 o'clock we meet again for our regular prayer service. And then at 4:30, Dr. Fayard will be speaking to us again from the Word of God. So we invite you to come to these services, knowing that you'll receive a blessing from hearing what God has to say. And when you come together, when you come into the house of God just to worship God, you're going to find a peace and a gentleness and a goodness around the Word of God. And this is the way that it ought to be. We invite you to come and listen to Brother Fayard as he brings the message from God's own holy Word. This morning in our lesson, we'd like to think about the subject of the eternal security of the saved. The subject is the eternal security of the saved. By that, we mean the Bible doctrine of eternal security. That is, once saved, always saved. And what we'd like to do this morning is just to look at this. I know this is a pretty controversial subject, and yet it's one that gives a believer much hope. The whole point about whether a person believes in eternal security is according to how he was saved in the first place. Now, I want you to think about that just for a minute. The whole point about whether an individual believes in eternal security, when you go back and check out your own salvation, it will be according to how you say you were saved in the first place. Now think about this. If a person believes that they were saved by something that they did, something according to their own works, or believe that they had a part of their salvation, in order for these people to be consistent in their beliefs, they will have to believe that they will lose their salvation if that work fails or if they do not somehow measure up to God's standard. In other words, they have not really, completely, earnestly trusted Jesus Christ, but they have trusted Jesus Christ plus something that they have done or that they are doing. Many times they are trusting in their feelings about salvation, not trusting in the facts of the Bible, not trusting in Jesus alone. And it's very difficult to separate our feelings from what the real truth is. And yet we must do that. We must know that we can be saved by the eternal grace of God, and at the same time be discouraged, or feel dejected, or feel lonely, and yet all of that time be saved by the grace of God. Now, on the other hand, if a person, when they go back to the time of their salvation, if they will believe, if they have known that Jesus alone has saved them, then they're not trusting any works of their own. They are not trusting in their works to save them or to keep them saved. They're simply trusting in Jesus Christ. All the way, 100% trusting in Jesus. That's either going to be one way or the other. It cannot be both ways. We're either trusting Jesus to save us and keep us saved, or we're trusting Jesus plus something else to save us or keep us saved. And I want to tell you this. Jesus will never fail. Those people that are trusting Jesus alone for salvation, they can rest assured that they have eternal salvation because Jesus never fails. Those people that are trusting in Jesus plus something else, they have a possibility of falling. Not that Jesus can fall, but that the other thing they're trusting in will fall. Now, who is it that does the saving? Well, it's just Jesus alone. Jesus plus absolutely nothing is what saves. Let me read to you some scriptures concerning the eternal security of the saved. The first scripture is in the book of John, chapter 3. And let's read verse 15 and verse 16. So let's take the words of Jesus Christ alone. Let's just look at what Jesus said. Let's forget about what this philosopher said or about what this theologian said. Let's forget about what this pastor said. Let's forget about what this church member said. Let's look at what Jesus said. In John chapter 3, the Bible said in verse 15, here Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, the Pharisee who is at this time a lost man. And Jesus said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now notice what Jesus said to Nicodemus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Another passage, verse 36 of John chapter 3. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Listen, there's only two ways to go. One is a complete, total, whole trusting in Jesus Christ. And the other way is not trusting Jesus. There is no mixture at all. Let me ask you this question. What is eternal life? What is everlasting life? Very interesting. One time I was watching one of the TV evangelists, a very popular man who has fallen into sin and gone away from service of God. And the question was asked him in an open forum, you don't believe in eternal security. He says, oh no, no, you don't believe that at all. If a person sins after he's saved, and this evangelist said the person can die and go to hell. And so the question was asked, what is eternal life? And this evangelist said, right on television, he said right on the air, he said, well, eternal life means that you're saved until you lose it. What is eternal life? Eternity is eternity. Eternal means without having beginning nor end. And this is the way that we are saved. We're saved eternally, not until we sin. As a matter of fact, let me ask you this question. The Bible says that if a man sin, he can go to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive him of that sin. Does that mean he was lost and then re-saved? No way. Do you know one thing that the Bible, one word the Bible doesn't have in it is re-saved or saved again. It's just not there when it's talking about salvation. It's just not there. We need to learn to trust Jesus Christ absolutely wholly and completely. In the book of John, chapter 5, here in verse 24. Notice, again, Jesus uses this word everlasting, and he's talking about how that a person is saved eternally when they completely, totally trust Jesus. When they come before God and they know that there's nothing good about them whatsoever. They know that they are a sinner. They know they have nothing to offer to God. They have nothing whatsoever. They have nothing but sin. And they come bringing their sinful condition before God. It is at that point that Jesus looks upon them and forgives them of what they are. They find eternal bliss with God. The book of John chapter 5 in verse 24, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." You see what the Bible said? The Bible said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." So the believing here in John 4 and John chapter 5 and verse 24 is believing on Jesus Christ and believing nothing else with him. Just coming to Jesus Christ as a totally depraved, wretched, total sinner and trusting Jesus Christ. And Jesus saves sinners. I'm so glad that he gives us everlasting life. God is not an Indian giver. God does not give salvation and then, because he gets mad at us or we don't do like he thinks we ought to do, he takes it away from us. God is not that kind of God. But he's loved us with an everlasting love. A love that will never, never end. And I'll tell you what he'll do when you sin and you don't, and you're a believer, you're a saved person and you sin and you don't confess it to God. He'll chasten you. I mean, that's what chastisement is for. In the book of John chapter 6, the Bible said here in verse 40, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." There's no ifs and buts or qualifications. Those that are believers will be saved. Somebody would say, well, you know, said if I believe that I could be saved, if I could believe I could have eternal life, then I could just go out and I could sin all I want to. Well, let me give you an answer to that. Saved people that are really redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, they say they sin a whole lot more than they want to. You see, when you're saved by the grace of God, God changes you want to. God makes sin to be a terrible thing to you. God makes sin to be an exceeding great, wicked thing. God makes you very uncomfortable with your sin. And God brings your sin to your mind. And those people that say, "Oh, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and I can drink alcohol, I can get drunk, I can smoke cigarettes, I can cuss, I can swear, I can go out with wild women or wild men, I can do all of this thing, and I'm still a Christian." You know what? That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said they're probably not even saved to start with. What they need to do is to come before God, recognize that they're a sinner in the sight of God. And Jesus Christ will save sinners. Only he can redeem sin. And only he can forgive sin. Look in the book of John chapter 10 and verse 28. As we consider this one final verse, John chapter 10 and verse 28. The Bible said, and here Jesus is talking again. The only verses that we've read to you this morning are those verses that Jesus read. And he said, "And I give unto them," verse 27, "my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand." You hear what Jesus said? Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life," not temporary life. "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my Father's hand. I, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than me, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Jesus said, "I'm going to keep my own." I see that our time has gone away from us. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church today and listen to Dr. Cecil Fayard as he breaks the Word of Life to us. Thank you now for listening.